الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام، واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين. وعن أبي أيوب رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير، 10 مرات كان كمن أعتق 4 أنفس من ولد إسماعيل، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه البخاري ومسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله that Allah Ta'ala, only through His infinite grace, mercy and compassion, has guided us towards the deen of Islam. And this is purely the given gift of Allah Ta'ala. It is not because of any deservedness, eligibility, worthiness or striving from our side. And for that we say Alhamdulillah thumma Alhamdulillah. Never should we be ever complacent about this favor and its magnanimity, for indeed every form of success in the short earthly life, the intermediary stage of barzakh, the life of the qabr between death and qiyamah, and the third eternal life of the hereafter, which is the real life of a sincere believer, wa inna ad-dara al-akhirah lahiya al-hayawan, the life of the hereafter, resurrection, life after death, life personified, because it is an everlasting life, never ever to come to an end. And whomsoever is successful there is successful for eternity, perpetuating joy and happiness. And whomsoever departs from this dunya without iman, the life of the qabr is a torment, an everlasting doom, sorrow and sadness in the hereafter. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ, that person who is distanced and kept away from the fire of Jahannam, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and is granted entry into paradise, فَقَدْ فَازْ, then most certainly that person has attained every form of success. One means of guarding and protecting our iman is to continuously be grateful to Allah Ta'ala for this ni'mah, make shukr if we can on a daily basis, 2 rakats of salatul shukr, at least verbally every day say Alhamdulillah on the ni'mah of iman and Islam. For Allah Ta'ala's promise, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you express gratitude, then I will most certainly definitely increase you in my favors. Today, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, Tuesday, also known as the day of Arafah, an extremely auspicious day, in fact the most virtuous day of the entire year. Yesterday we had looked at its immense virtues. Just to recap, it is has been termed Afdal, the most virtuous of all days of the entire year. Its virtue and status is equivalent to 10,000 days. Fasting on this day is a means of forgiveness of all the sins of the past year as well as the entire coming year. So then Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says that we with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to understand that fasting on this day is equivalent to fasting for 2 years. And this also falls within the 10 auspicious days and nights on which Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam and oath to show its importance, walayalin ashr. It also falls within those days when good deeds are most beloved to Allah, most virtuous, most rewarding. Allah loves more than at any time that a person exerts oneself. And just as in a race, a person exerts oneself to the fullest in the home stretch, in the last 100 meters. So similarly, 9th and still the 10th tomorrow falls within these 10 days and nights. So we try and peak in our exerting ourselves in various forms of ibadah and worship to please our beloved Allah Azza wa Jal. So we take maximum benefit, and today has many other virtues. There is no day in which shaitan, the rejected one, is more humiliated, embarrassed, degraded, and more angry than on this day. on seeing how Allah Ta'ala forgives major sins of the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So lots of tawbah, istighfar, sincerely begging Allah Ta'ala for our forgiveness. In present circumstances, many are overcome with anxiety, paranoia, and fearful of circumstances. True contentment can only be found in Allah's obedience. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Only in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala will hearts truly attain peace and contentment. So the best way to have favorable circumstances is to rectify our a'mal. For Allah Ta'ala sends down conditions in accordance with the kind of a'mal and actions that we send forth. There is only one day in which Shaitan was more humiliated and angry, and that was on the day of Badr, when he saw Jibreel alayhi salam amongst the angels descending to set the safs, the lines, the battles, the rows of battles straight to assist the believers. So lots of tawbah, istighfar, engage in fervent dua. Duas are most readily accepted. Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends in great abundance. On this day, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that the best day, and the hadith of Sayyidina Amr bin Shu'aib radiyallahu an, from his father, from his grandfather, narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءُ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ. The best dua, supplication, is the dua made on the day of Arafat. So general terms, dua. But specifically, وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّنَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. The best of what I and the Ambiya alayhi wa sallam before me have said are the following words. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Known as the Kalima Tawheed, establishing that none worthy of worship besides Allah, He has no partner. All dominion and power is only for Allah, all praises are only for Him. And Allah Azza wa Jal is perpetually in control and powerful over every single thing that exists within the creation. Now these words, over and above being the best words read by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Anbiya alayhi wa sallam before that, have many other virtues. A person who reads it with all sincerity of heart, Allahu Azza wa Jal opens up the skies and looks at that person with mercy. And any person whom Allah Ta'ala looks at with a gaze of mercy, Allah will accept all his du'as. So we read these words and thereafter make du'a, one great means of it being guaranteed acceptance. These words are so powerful that by reading it once, it is like a person has set free a slave, which is a very meritorious and a very, very noble action. Furthermore, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about the virtue of these words, لَمْ يَسْبِقْهَا عَمَلْ وَلَمْ يَبْقَ مَعَهَا سَيِّئَةً, that no good deed can supersede it in its goodness, because it is professing tawheed, the oneness, the greatness of Allah, and that He has no partner whatsoever. So no good deed can supersede it and be better than it. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ مَعَهَا سَيِّئَةً. Subhanallah, by reading these words just once, no sin remains in the account of a person. How Allah, how generous, Allah is Kareem, bountiful and extremely generous and noble. So many, many virtues in reading these words. We try and keep our tongues moist today and recite it abundantly. Let us also remember that within these 10 days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also encouraged in general terms to recite the third kalima, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. We've already looked at his virtues. So this being amongst those 10 days, we try and read these words as well. In the experience of our pious elders, they have encouraged also to recite, as in general terms on all occasions, abundant durood sharif. And an appropriate durood to recite today, if we see in the compilation of the 40 salat and salam, durood number 23, in which when we are asking Allah to send His most special mercies and blessings upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family members and companions, we also ask Allah Ta'ala to grant the same to us. So we try and read that durood number 23 from the 40 salat and salam as much as possible today. Try and do an abundance of goodness, whatever we can, sadaqah, dua, any opportunity of good, visiting the ill, participating in a janazah salah, whichever means are possible, inshallah, to do an abundance of goodness. Sadaqah, a great means of drawing the mercy of Allah, averting a bad death, cooling the anger of Allah Ta'ala, averting calamities and musibah. Sadaqah is a very potent means of this. Now, taking lesson from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, or before going on to that, tonight, night of Eid, the night of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, again, one of those 10 nights in which ibadah is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr, so that is a virtue on its own. But specifically the nights of Eid are amongst those 5 nights of the year that a person spends it in ibadah, various forms of ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal, wajabat lahul jannah. Jannah is guaranteed for such a person. And specifically regarding the 2 nights of Eids, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraged by saying, "Man ahya laylatayil Eidain lam yamut qalbuhu yawma tamutul qulub." That person who stays awake on the nights of Eid for various forms of worship and ibadah of Allah Ta'ala, tahajjud salah, other forms of nafal salah, dhikr, tilawat of Quran Kareem, durood sharif, remembrance of death, tawbah, sincere tawbah and istighfar, any form of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, then that person's heart will not die on the day when hearts shall die. One is when it will be blown into the trumpet, Allah Ta'ala will keep that person's ruh fresh and alive. Second meaning is that when people's hearts will die, though they may be alive, die from the recognition and obedience of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will keep that person's heart steadfast with Allah's recognition, obedience, with Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat, being connected to Allah Azza wa Jal by means of obedience and iman to Allah Azza wa Jal. So we try and spend the night as fruitfully as possible, inshaAllah ta'ala. The virtues of tomorrow, Wednesday, 10th of Dhul Hijjah, day of Qurbani, the etiquettes of the day of Eid, the virtues of the importance of the Qurbani animal will be mentioned. But just as a reminder, that Qurbani, the slaughtering of the Qurbani animal is wajib, compulsory, upon every baligh, adult, male as well as female, who on the day of Eid, or within the 3 days of slaughtering, 10, 11th and 12th, possesses that amount of money that is over and above the nisab of zakah, which the most recent count was approximately about 8,008 rand. So whomsoever has access on that, not necessarily that a whole year should have passed on that amount of wealth, then qurbani is wajib. And we make that arrangements, in whichever means possible, best is that a person slaughters oneself, if not be present at the time of slaughtering, slaughter with a happy heart, many, many virtues. Before the blood touches the ground, already Allah grants it qabuliyah and acceptance. Allah Ta'ala grants a person on the slaughtering of the qurbani animal maghfirah. For every strand of hair on the back of that animal, there is a specific reward. And furthermore, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that those animals become a barrier, a protection from the fire of Jahannam. So let us ensure that those arrangements are made for those upon whom it is wajib. Similarly, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy unto all the worlds, to emphasize its importance, has said that that person who has the means to do the qurbani and yet does not do so should not even present themselves at our Eid Salah. Very stern words from our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So let us make the necessary arrangements in this regard. Taking lesson from the life, as we have been doing with Allah's tawfiq alone, of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Khalilullah, the beloved bosom friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have looked at various qualities. Today we look at one quality that incorporates all the qualities of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam that Allah Azza wa Jal extensively mentions throughout the Quran Azim. And that is a quality with which Allah says, وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Ibrahim alayhi pride of heart, and the quality we look at today, that he was Musliman, completely submissive to Allah Ta'ala, one who had handed oneself in totality to Allah Ta'ala under all circumstances, unflinching, unquestioning, complete submission to Allah Azza wa Jal with a happy heart. That is the meaning of being a Muslim. Subhanallah, and for us this ummah, Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi as-salatu wassalam, on the completion of the reconstruction of the Kaaba Sharif on its original foundation stones, made dua, wa min dhurriyatina, ya Allah, grant us in our progenies ummatan muslimatan lak, a nation and ummah who will be completely submissive to you. So already in the dua they are naming this ummah, huwa sammakumul muslimin. Allah Ta'ala says Allah has given this ummah its name, al-muslimin, al-muslimun, the Muslims. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu, one tafsir, one commentary is that it was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam who had named this ummah. So this strong affinity and connection is specifically based on this quality of complete submission to Allah Ta'ala under all circumstances. In other words, we never let shaitan get between us and submitting to Allah, Our inner carnal desires and temptations should not get between us and submitting to Allah Ta'ala. A person's faulty or fallible logic should not get between oneself and complete, undying, unquestioning submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. Ideologies or thoughts that may be even dominant and prevalent should never get between a person and complete submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, whenever he was subjected to these massive tests by Allah Ta'ala, was undying, unquestioning, complete submission to Allah Ta'ala, whether it was being commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to stand up as one person initially in an entire nation. He stood steadfast on Tawheed, even when his life was threatened, being catapulted into that huge fire. He was a Muslim, one who had submitted himself to Allah completely, even though he was one in an entire nation. He was a Muslim when he tried to encourage his father, his nation, his people, even when summons to the king, remained steadfast, handed himself in totality to the one Allahu Azza wa Jal. He was Musliman on the occasion when he was commanded by Allah Ta'ala with the various hijras and migration, forsaking his land of residence and birth, undying, unquestioning submission to Allah Ta'ala. He had dedicated his wealth entirely to Allah Ta'ala, was renowned with the quality. His honorary title is Abu Dhifan, one who had spent abundant wealth in feeding, in being hospitable. And this is an amazing quality. It brings a lot of barakat, blessings, happiness into the life of a person who feeds guests as much as possible. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, it is renowned that he would make an attempt to never partake of a meal except that he has a guest to feed somebody else, went to great lengths in hosting, would even slaughter an entire calf and prepare it as a meal for his guests. He had dedicated his efforts, his striving, his pelting, for example, when Shaitan had tried to dissuade him from Qurbani, from sacrificing Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he had dedicated his pelting of those pebbles to averting the temptations of Shaitan. So was a Muslim, the supreme sacrifice that we inshallah commemorate tomorrow, the sacrificing of the Qurbani animal, being asked to slaughter his beloved son who had come at a late age, was absolutely obedient to his father, whom Allah Ta'ala described as Sadiq al-Wa'd, who was very, very truthful in all his promises, used to command his family members later on with Salah and Zakah, who was Halim, who was extremely tolerant, who was extremely patient in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, now being asked to sacrifice and slaughter that very son. There was undying, unquestioning submission to Allah Ta'ala's will. Shaitan did not get between him. He pelted Shaitan when his attempts were there. His nafs, his natural love for a child did not come between him. His intellect did not come between him and obeying Allah Ta'ala to say that is this not against human rights or whatever else it may be said. Is this not destructive or a foolish action? Na'udhu billah, no. If this is the pure command with which my Allah Ta'ala commands me, then there is absolutely no option but to obey Allah Ta'ala with unquestioning, with complete happy submission to Allah Ta'ala. And so did Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and so did Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha, an entire family unit completely submissive to Allah Ta'ala. So as our beloved respected Ustadh, Hazrat Mufti Radaul Haq, Hafidhahullah, summarizes these various instances of Islam, of complete submission to Allah Ta'ala throughout the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In rhyming Arabic words, he says, Sallama nafsahu lin-niran. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam handed himself totally to Allah when he was thrown into the fire, complete trust and dependence in Allah. Wa ahlahu lil-hijran, dedicated his family members to hijra, the various hijras and migrations. وَوَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ, submitted his child entirely to Allah when he was asked to make qurbani and sacrifice, in lieu of which Allah Ta'ala then sent a ram from Jannah that was slaughtered in place of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and we commemorate that in the actions of qurbani. وَمَا لَهُ لِلْضِيفَانِ, dedicated his wealth to feeding to the guests in all means and avenues that were pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. وَضَرْبَهُ لِلْطُغْيَانِ, his hitting was also the breaking of the idols with the objective of making his people understand the importance of Tawheed and worshipping only the one Allahu Azza wa Jal with no partner whatsoever. وَرَمْيَهُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ. And when he was asked to avert and to resist what Shaitan was trying to dissuade him against the slaughtering of his son, then the pelting of the pebbles was also for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure towards Shaitan, an act that has become an integral part of our Hajj, to remind ourselves continuously of the various efforts and temptations of Shaitan. And due to all of these instances of complete submission, that Mufti Sahib Radhaul Haq Hafidhahullah says, فَصَارَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَانِ, that he then became, because of these various instances of complete submission, he becomes the bosom, the special, the very beloved friend of Allahu Azza wa Jal. Allahu Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq, inshallah, to take benefit from these various lessons. Advices pertaining to the etiquettes of the day of Eid, the virtue of the Qurbani animal, its immense virtues and rewards, as well as, inshallah, the amazing story, the incident of Qurbani, that it finds its origins in, inshallah, we will look at that. Those advices will be given out, inshallah, as the Eid advices. Allah Ta'ala grant one and all an accepted Eid. May Allah make our turning to Allah Ta'ala for His pleasure, His happiness, a means of drawing His mercy, of favorable circumstances coming upon the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. تقبل الله منا ومنكم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.